My name's Leah Fiore Tracy, and this is Take Me to Eternity. Today I'm going to talk about cryptocurrency, I'm going to talk about digital currency, the ban of the dollar, yes, the ban of the dollar, cashless societies, and what is coming next. We can look at these things and see that the end of the world is coming. It's amazing. It's both scary and exciting to watch because we know as Christians what God says is going to happen. And we can watch the birth pangs getting closer. And we can watch the foundation being laid for Revelation to be fulfilled. Digital currency will be here faster than you think. Nigeria has a digital currency, which they thrust upon their society. 0.5% of Nigerians actually signed up when it was introduced in October. 0.5%. So what did they do? This is a push to boost cross-border trade and boost the economy. However, half of Nigerians, who are estimated at 200 million people, have no access to bank accounts. How is this going to work? This comes out shortly after their cryptocurrency ban, claiming that it's being used for nefarious reasons. It looks to me like around the world, the government, yes, I used it singularly, the government around the world is trying to control the people of the world. The digital dollar is coming, and it's coming faster than anyone realizes. It's not being brought to places who have open arms, but forced down the throats of the world with devastating effects in a lot of cases. In January of 2012, the Central Bank of Nigeria, CBN, introduced a cashless policy. Within 2 years, it was implemented. Because people didn't jump on board with their new ideas, they limited the amount of cash that their people could withdraw in 1 week to push for a cashless system. You know, this is so crazy because this is literally limiting the use of their money and making it in a place that is already so impoverished, making it harder for people to get food. In putting a limitation on how much one could withdraw in a week, they're trying to get the people on board who don't want to be on board. It's not coercive at all, right? They limited weekly over-the-counter cash withdrawals to $225 a week for individuals and $1,124 for corporations with a fee to access more. That's $32 a day for individuals and $160 a day for corporations. How are you going to even work or live off of that? They also took away their most used denominations of cash. They even put a cap on maximum amount withdrawn with the added fee. So you have a cap on how much even with the fee that you could withdraw. They are effectively cutting their population off from using physical dollars and forcing the digital dollar on them, even though so many people don't have access to a bank. I mean, these are people out in rural areas where there is no bank to get to. Economic analyst Kalu Aja said, "The policy is intended to cause discomfort, to move you from cash to cashless, because they, the central bank, have said they want to make it uncomfortable and expensive for you to hold cash." This is coercion by the government, it really is, and it's happening all over the world right now. Aja said that is a positive for the CBN because the more discomforting they are able to achieve, the more people can move. So the more they make people uncomfortable using cash and not using their digital currency, the more that they are going to get people to get on board with it and do what they want. What they implemented after that tanked their economy. In order to push people to go digitally, they limited the banknotes that were able to be used and told their people they had until December 31st to exchange their old notes for new ones, which they didn't have available. I mean, you can already see that they didn't want to have them available. They want people to go digital. With 45% of adults having access to bank accounts, they effectively destroyed their own economy for digital currency. The loss of a major payment method affects business transactions. You can't buy and sell. You can't do it without any form of currency, especially for the segments of the economy that are driven largely by cash, said Muda Yusuf, director of the center. They effectively starved their population, who didn't comply. People protested and fought, and in the end, compliance to the digital currency was their only option to be able to feed themselves and their families, keep businesses open. I mean, people were literally starving to death, and the government was allowing it because they were telling them their only option was compliance. Comply to this new digital currency, do whatever you have to do in order to be able to be constantly surveyed in what money transactions are happening, or else you don't get to live. The world reset is coming. They've said it over and over. I mean, so many people think it's a conspiracy theory, but it really isn't. You know, I don't know how many of the world's highest leaders have to say they want a reset. How many people in the news have to say a reset's coming? How many people over and over and over again, Biden talking about needing a reset. He has talked about a one world government. They are saying the quiet part out loud and nobody's listening. Should I say, so many people aren't listening. They just turn it off and think it's a conspiracy theory. But the world reset is coming, whether people like it or not, whether they believe it or not. They're tanking the economy to bring in the new world order. I know I sound nuts. I know I've been told for, I don't know, over 20 years I've been talking about this, and I've been called nuts lots of times. But you know what? It's coming out. I mean, you can't really deny it at this point. They're not even trying to hide their agenda anymore. Thankfully, we know that we'll have troubles in this world. But our peace and joy comes from God. We don't have to worry about our circumstances. We just need to worry about staying faithful to the Lord. But let's see where else this is happening. In India, they wiped out 86% of its cash overnight in 2016. The Prime Minister gave 4 hours notice that all cash would be worthless. They say they were concerned with their people not paying taxes on their money. And I just see the government being money hungry. I mean, they just want to be able to control every dollar. They want to know what you have, where you have it, where it's going to, and they want to be able to turn it on and off. We've already seen in Canada, when there was strikes going on with the truck drivers, they just shut off their bank accounts. I mean, this is happening. This isn't something that is fictitious. This is happening, and it's actually happening around the world. Are you surprised to know that in India, the digital currency is now being used? With digital currency in effect, you can monitor every transaction, and at any point, you can be kept from your money, taxed, wiped out, have your account turned off. The foundation for the mark of the beast is being laid, brothers and sisters. Pay attention. I mean, I know some of you are, but we really need to pay attention to what's going on around the world. The Central Bank in Canada says it only plans to issue a digital currency if the use of physical bills for transactions plummets. That's an interesting statement, one that goes hand in hand with the fact that Canada is pushing to go cashless altogether. There are places in Canada, a lot of them, that you cannot use cash. They won't accept it. We've already seen the coin shortage here, quote unquote. You can't tell me this isn't man-made. Sri Lanka is facing its worst economic crisis in modern history. Panama is under economic collapse. Ecuador is facing economic collapse. Italy's government collapsed and the economy's in crisis. France, Germany, Spain all see their economy on the brink of collapse. We've seen multiple banks collapse, big banks. They're just gone. While Europe's economies are dying, they're rolling out their central bank digital currencies. El Salvador already has a digital currency. As we hear about a global reset and a need for one world government, we're watching nations across the world tank. They blame cryptocurrency, but in reality, it was just a stepping stone to allow them to take over access to digital funds. The Bahamas has the digital currency, the sand dollar, which is issued by the central bank. Eastern Caribbean currency is out for 7 countries. Antigua, Barbuda, Dominica, Grenada, Montserrat, St. Kitts, Nevis, St. Lucia, St. Vincent, and the Grenadines, they all went digital. Sweden, China, Jamaica, Ukraine, India, Eurozone, so Europe, the US, they're all getting on board. I mean, this is going across the world right now. Canada is going cashless, and not all of their people are happy about that. Not only has the central bank rolled out a digital currency for Canada, but they're effectively making it a cashless society. Some stores are now unmanned and driven by technology, like in aisle 24, where everything is done by an app. How many people will be out of work in a world with stores unmanned? Thinking about the amount of surveillance that will have is insane. We already have so much surveillance everywhere we go. Across Canada, more and more places are refusing to take cash at all. They will not accept cash. Think about that for a minute. Think about the implications of not accepting cash. Imagine going into a store to buy something and not being able to actually use dollars to do that. It's happening. Countries are tanking their own economies and forcing their people to go digital. You don't have a choice. Biden already okayed it. It's coming to the United States. They already have a program being set up. It's called the FedNow program. It's being set up and rolled out as we speak. It's supposed to be out very shortly. A new form of banking is taking hold of the world, and we're not immune. I know so many people think that we have so many rights here, but they're being squashed. We don't. Our rights are only as good as those who will uphold it, and they won't. They've already showed us that. The FedNow program is a federal program that's run by the government. Talk about government overreach. Our founding fathers would roll over in their graves if they could. FedNow will effectively be the middleman between you and your money and whoever the money is going to. If they find anything they don't like, they can void that transaction. They can turn off your bank account. They can say, sorry, we don't agree. You don't get to play the game anymore. Meaning if you don't like it or the person you're sending money to, they can say, no, you can't use your own money. We already know that they've said that they don't want people to own anything. They don't want people to own houses. They don't want people to own any kind of property. You know, they want to own everything and be in charge of everything. They've said our children are theirs. You know, this is, they want to be in control of every aspect that they can, and they are gaining access to it. The FedNow program is programmable. This is super scary. This means the government can decide how you can and cannot spend your money, and they can turn it on and off, and they can change whatever they want, and they can put expiration dates. I said expiration dates. Some places already have expiration dates on their money. It's a new instant payment infrastructure developed by the Federal Reserve that allows financial institutions of every size across the U.S. to provide safe and efficient instant payment services. Yeah, it's said very nicely, isn't it? Through financial institutions participating in the FedNow service, businesses and individuals can send and receive instant payments in real time, around the clock, every day of the year. Financial institutions and their service providers can use the service to provide innovative instant payment services to customers and recipients. They will all have full access to funds immediately, allowing for greater financial flexibility when making time-sensitive payments. This is exactly what they put into place before we go digital. The FedNow program is being rolled out. Like, if you don't see that we are going to have a digital currency, a one-world currency, it's going to happen, and it's happening quickly, and they are going to take away our money. They've already shown, you know, where you can't use coins. There's plenty of places in the United States where you can't use cash. There are so many self-checkouts that you can't use cash. This is where we're headed to. They're getting people ready for it. This goes with the three major banks that collapsed in one day. The global reserve currency is changing. U.S. currency collapsing and a new global reserve currency is in the works. BRICS, which includes Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, have come together and demanded a new global currency. They want a new global reserve currency. They don't want the United States to be at the top anymore. In a world that's crashing to pieces with economic collapse and devastation due to all of the different crises, due to weather, human depravity, war, starvation, pandemics, and more, the Antichrist will be the one who says, "I can solve all the world's problems." And with how we've seen people react to free everything, I can see how people will flock to being taken care of by the Antichrist. These are the foundations being laid. We're watching it happen. Digital currency is just one part of that. And we're watching the governments taking control of every aspect, saying, well, we need to solve the world's problems, and they can't do it. We know that Satan wants to be like God and be in total control. He will have to, as I've already said, control the dollar. We're watching as our money is going towards digital currency, which is frightening. Absolute control of every person's ability to buy, sell, and trade. We have seen in China where they already have a social credit system. Not to mention when you have one system and it fails, it hurts everybody and makes it hard to recover from. Throughout history, civilizations have collapsed. But because they were separate, when one collapses, another rises. That's why power has dominated in various places and switches hands as collapse happens. But what happens when total power is in one place? You have a total collapse if it collapses. China, who wants to eradicate Christianity, has done so in a plethora of ways. They've tried. Though the church grows under persecution and China has a large population of Christians, they are underground for fear of a host of things, including death. In China, the social credit system tracks your every move through an ID card, which contains a computer chip, which is also used for movement through China. Opening a bank account, getting a job, renting an apartment becomes impossible without one. You can't catch a flight or train or any of the other things without this card. Sounds like what's happening here, doesn't it? Do you have a real ID yet? Have you gotten a real ID yet? Because you're going to have to. They've already said you have to. You will, or else you won't have an ID. Think of all the things we wouldn't be able to do here without an ID. Are you seeing the connections yet? There are face recognition systems for all sorts of things. They're in cash registers, at the stores, banks, traffic light cams, the fast track cams. They set up, it shows who's driving and where. I mean, you can track people's movements easier than you would think. We're being monitored everywhere we go. Facebook listens to us and shows us by the ads it puts on our pages. You don't have to look anything up. You just have to have a conversation and boom, ads pop up for whatever it is you were talking about. We live in a surveillance state, no matter where in the world we are. If you have a smartphone or get on the internet, your digital fingerprint is there and someone sees it. And I think that's partly why they want to go digital with currency, because there's so many places that people still don't have computers or phones or whatever hooked up. They can't have surveillance, you know, out in the boondocks in certain places. So if everybody has to have this digital currency, somebody is going to have these chips and these cards, and they are going to be brought everywhere. I mean, at that point, you have no way of doing anything other than barter systems. The system in China that's in place effectively watches its people and can shut off their bank accounts at will. They can say, "I don't like what you're doing, so you can no longer buy, sell, or trade." They're going as far as to turn off the bank accounts of the families of people who are Christians. The Bible and other Christian materials such as crosses are banned. You can be fined and have jail time if found with a Bible. This is what we're seeing be adopted in the US and around the world. It's being brought in with the premise of convenience and safety. We already know that hate speech is directed at Christians. If you say biblical truth, then it's hate speech. And if you're in places like Canada, which is super close to here, I mean, look at how often things get adopted right after Canada does. And it's being pushed for in the United States. If you say certain biblical truths, you can go to jail, you can be fined. You know, we're seeing our world go to exactly what China already does. This is crazy, folks. There are new regulations concerning online activity, which they largely patrol in China. There are regulations on what you can view on the internet and where it can come from, restrictions that hugely regulate the news and other things from other countries, and we're seeing that pushed here. I mean, look, they're trying to ban TikTok. If they ban TikTok, what's next? Facebook? You know, Instagram? What else is going to, is Twitter going to be banned because they don't like the ability for people to exchange news and understand what's going on in the world? China's social credit system tracks its people and evaluates their trustworthiness. You're rewarded for good behavior and punished for bad. That can go as far as Christians being persecuted, having their money turned off if China's government finds out they're Christians. They even have an app where you can report people for mistaken opinions. I mean, you can report people for, there's different apps to report people for everything in China. And, you know, we're seeing people for, push for stuff like this here, and it's ridiculous. And everybody says it's not going to happen. But every time people say it's not going to happen, it happens. And we have seen a change in our society like no other in the past, I would say, 20 years. Just an insane change. People in the social credit systems are ranked in different areas of life using data collected from court documents, government, corporate records, and in some cases, citizens. So citizens observing something can affect your social credit system in China. And they're talking about having one in the United States. They track people's movements through the country with their digital currency, and without access to that, people are cut off from society. You can't buy, sell, or trade, I already said that. Meaning no housing, no medical, no food, no travel. The United States is getting everything in the works for America to have their own social credit system. Look at the foundation, look at all of the step up in surveillance that's happening at a crazy rate. The ability to track an individual is easier than anyone would think. There's microchips in everything now, and they're getting smaller and smaller. With digital currency and a cashless system, every move you make and every dollar spent can be tracked. In the book 1984 and in Fahrenheit 451, there's a massive surveillance. And I know they're just books, but we're really watching them unfold, like right before our eyes. People weren't allowed to turn off their surveillance, and they were forced to have it in their homes, but we willingly have it. We ask for it. We have computers. We have televisions that definitely have surveillance capability. We have phones. They're everywhere. I mean, sitting in any place at any given time, say you're in a room and you're by yourself, you probably have at least one surveillance thing on you, you know? Generally, we have our phones with us. We're being tracked. We're being listened to. I mean, with every purchase we make, we're being tracked. Look at the different ads that pop up. When you have bought something, they know what we buy. They know what we're trying to get. And they push it at us. They show us that they know. If you haven't noticed that we are being watched and that our transactions are already being tracked, you aren't paying attention. You can have a conversation with somebody in person, in your own home, about wanting to buy an item, and then shortly after that, you see ads on Facebook, on Google, for the very thing that you were privately talking about in your home. It's not coincidental. And then what's more, if you go and look something up online on a browser, and then you go onto Facebook, guess what's going to pop up? It's going to be showing you different things that you have already searched for, that you just searched for. If you don't believe me, try it out. Try it out. Do it a few times. Go look something up, and then go look at the ads that pop up on Facebook. Go talk about something that you want and then pay attention to what pops up after that. Digital currency is coming. We know that in the end, there will be a one-world banking system that allows for the mark of the beast to be put in place, where you can't buy, sell, or trade without the government's approval, and that Christians will not be in this system. You are not going to be a Christian in this system because you will not take the mark of the beast. Revelation 13:16-17 says, "And he causes all, the small and the great, and the rich and the poor, and the free men and the slaves, to be given a mark on their right hand or on their forehead. And he provides that no one will be able to buy or to sell except the one who has the mark, either the name of the beast or the number of his name." It's amazing, it's fearful, and it's exciting, truthfully, to watch the foundation being laid for Revelation to be fulfilled. We must not back down from the truth. We must not let our love grow cold. We have to share the love of God with the world, and we need to spread the gospel to this dying world. The world hates God, and therefore you will be hated. But take heart, because Jesus has overcome the world, and he will stand with you in your fight for truth. Stand firm, my friends. Stay in the Word, and keep on standing up for the Word of God. Until next time, be blessed.